Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And we're back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, make sure also, if you have not taken advantage of the amazing deal over at sixdays.net, sixdays.net is the entire 6 days to Saturday library, versions 1.0, 2.0, over 22 hours of motivational, inspirational audio only. For the podcast listeners of the Everyday Saturday show, head on over to sixdays.net. You will love it. Hey, got a great question coming on Twitter. By the way, if you want to, any questions answered, you want to chat, whatever, man, like the show, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Got suggestions for topics such as what I'm going to be reading today. Let me know on Twitter at Sam Crowley. This one comes in from Miss Sarah 03. Sarah Nichols, do you have a podcast dealing with changing careers and how to know when it's time? Hashtag my Saturday doesn't feel like Saturday. Yes, welcome to the other 70% of society, Sarah. That's a great question, actually. When to know that it's time to change careers and what to do about it? You know, it happens a lot, and there's a lot of individuals out there. Well, obviously, right? I mean, 70% of the U.S. alone hates their current job. But what if you're not even in a job? What if you're in a business that you don't like to do? A lot of those as well. You know, we start on the entrepreneurial journey, and we think, hey, this is what I want to do. And then you kind of get into it, and you're like, not so much. This kind of feels like a job all over again, but I really don't like the boss. And the boss is me! Either way, whether you're working for somebody else or working for yourself, few things. Here's my advice. When to know. When it's tough, man. Number one, when it's tough getting out of bed in the morning. You wake up, you're like, okay, I really don't want to go do what it is I'm about to do. But what do? You got to go pay the bills. And that's a step number two. How much do you have in an account that how far? Let me put it this way. How far can you extend your runway? All right. When a plane is about to take off, they have a long runway. If it's a larger plane, it's got a longer runway. You got a bigger dream, you need more time to get that off the ground. For example, if you're just going from job to job, then your runway doesn't need that of a 757, all right? It can be a little commuter jet because you're not going to miss a paycheck. You're going from one job to another job. You're going to be interviewing on the side. Hopefully, your current employer doesn't know what you're doing, and you don't have to worry that much about the money, okay? If you're going from a job to an entrepreneurial type of venture, then you're definitely going to have to extend your runway larger because you need money in the bank, all right? You can't have all these bills and you can't have these expenses without any money coming in, or you're going to put so much pressure on yourself, it's going to be counterproductive to what you even want to do, and that's be happy. You're not happy in a job, but you're going to put all this pressure on yourself when you leave your job to make money right away to pay your bills. Or, number three, you can do a hybrid. You can start a business on the side. I have a lot of coaching clients that I work with who actually start their passion project on the side, helping others at no charge. Why would they do that? It's kind of crazy, isn't it? You think, wait a minute, I can't work for free. And it's funny, we get in this mindset that we value, like we want, if we're going to put in an hour's worth of our time, we want an hour's pay back. But when you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't work that way. You might work 100 hours and not make anything, and then make everything in just a few days in that month, and then not make any more money for the rest of the month. Example, you know, internet marketers, you're familiar with a product launch, okay? Somebody comes up with an informational product, a how-to, whatever it is, okay? Software is a big one for product launches. And they'll work weeks and months on just one piece of software, and they'll gather around joint venture partners so they can promote it to their list. They'll get all their Facebook ads ready and the social media ready to go. And then they'll have a launch for 1 week. They've put in months and months and months of time to launch just 1 week in the hopes, no guarantee, in the hopes that they've done enough right that they'll make 6 months, maybe a year's worth of revenue in just that 1-2 week period of time, and then gather all of those leads that came in, the people who didn't buy, and now they can market back to them throughout the course of the year. Guys, we're talking weeks and months that go into a big, big product launch, all right? That's another thing, but they're working for free. They're putting in all those hours. They're investing in systems. They're paying people to do all this for themselves, and they haven't made a dime. And there's no guarantee they're going to make a dime. And if you're not comfortable in that environment, don't go for your dream just yet. All right. What about real estate agents? Somebody who goes to a career as a real estate agent, their first year, the first 6 months of that first year, they're making hardly any commission. They're not selling houses. They're answering the phones on the weekends. They're calling expired listings. They're sending out direct mail. They have no real network that they've built up. They've got to build that network. That's why a lot of real estate agents don't succeed, because they don't have that runway where they can just continue to do something else while this real estate career takes off. All right. You got to pick something. Don't ever settle based on the money. And this would be for Sarah. This would be for anyone. How do you choose careers? Is you don't ever choose it for the money. The money's nice. Would you do it for free? I would speak for free. Fortunately, I found a way to make money doing this thing, okay, through podcasting or public speaking or anything like that. But I would have done it at no charge. Now, I know the other part of it is, Sam, look, dude, you wouldn't have done this forever at no charge because you wouldn't have paid. Yeah, I know, but I started doing it. Keep in mind, guys, I was in a cubicle, okay? I was going doing these keynotes off one-off deals in the evenings or at lunch or anywhere I could get a platform. I was driving an hour away to speak to Just Jewelry MLM parties at 10 o'clock at night, an hour from my house with 10 women in a room just doing Just Jewelry. That was an MLM. I don't even know if it's around still. But I would just go practice my passion of speaking, knowing that one day I'd be able, if I didn't practice and practice and practice, when that phone call came in July, in June of 2008 for that $25,000 keynote in Hawaii, I would have never been ready for it, all right? So, Sarah, how do you know when it's time? When you're just not excited, you know it's time, but that doesn't mean you leave. you already, if you're sending a tweet like that, you know it's not, my Saturday doesn't feel like Saturday. You know it's time to leave. The question is, really, the next one is, where do you go? What do you do? My fourth comment would be, who do you know in that space? In the space that you're looking to go to, who do you know? Somebody who can advise you, somebody who can tell you that the bridge is out ahead, meaning, hey, when you get in this area, don't go right, go left, okay? Because the bridge is out ahead if you go right. Do you have enough in your bank account to withstand the winds of adversity if this is a career change where you're going into an area where there isn't instant income, there isn't a paycheck, okay? And also, there's going to come a point, like I talked about, that you're just not going to just settle. When we're in our 20s and even in our 30s, we'll go to another job because the money's better. Maybe the hours are less and you can see your family more. But there comes a point in time, and I think everybody gets to this situation. Now, whether people have the courage to actually do this or not is a different story. You're only going to do what it is that you want to do. You're only going to do what it is that makes you jump out of bed. Sarah, you got to jump out to start the day. Your feet got to hit the floor. You got to be thinking, man, there is nobody luckier than me right now in this moment that I get to go do what it is I love to do. Now, if that's not you right now, why don't you find, you got 8 hours or 10 hours that you're going to spend in your work, your passion, whatever that is. Can you carve out 90 minutes doing this thing that you really love? Just 90 minutes. How about an hour? Sarah, can you go out on lunch after work, before work, can you carve out an hour and then also Saturday and Sunday? Think of the real estate agent who's going to this job as a real estate agent after they do their real job, their one that pays them, takes care of their health insurance during the day. The real estate agent who calls expired listings in the evening. They answer the phone on the weekend, things like that. Can you do that for an hour during the day? And then put a plan together that takes it from an hour to 2 hours. And then take a plan that takes it from 2 hours to 4 hours, all right, throughout the course of the week. What is your number? What's the number? And look, the money's got to come into it at some point because you got to pay the bills. When does the passion project now turn into something that, wow, making a little bit of money at this? Maybe the real estate agent gets their first deal, their first transaction. They close on a $300,000 listing they had. They get a couple points on that. Maybe they make $6,000. $6,000. Now, what if they did this once a month? Would that pay their bills? For most people, yes. What if they did it just twice a month and averaged $600,000 in sales for the month? Now we're talking about making $12,000. All right? Wow. Isn't that something? And it all started just by doing an hour here and an hour there. Sarah, is there a blog that you can create? Is there a podcast that you can create? Is there a YouTube channel? You can make the videos private right now. Nobody needs to see them except the people who you want to share that link with. Is there information now that you can share with the world about what it is you love to do? Because it's going to come a point in time in your life, Sarah, and everybody's as well. It ain't about the money anymore. It's about getting that message out inside of you that you want to share that's going to make you feel so much better. And here's the awesome part about it is when it really feels like your Saturday is when you match up the money with the passion. You match up the money with the passion. And once again, guys, this isn't a plug for the course, but I'm telling you, if you really want to get going and create massive momentum, at least get your mind in the right spot. Take advantage of that offer at sixdays.net. 22 hours of audio, because everybody wants the secret. What's the secret, man? What's the secret? Nah, there's got to be more to it, Sam. You're talking about this month. No, there isn't. I promise you, there isn't any more to it than getting your mind right, because once your mind's right, you can receive information in the right manner. The podcast before this was talking about headlines from hell. Your mind isn't right if you're scrolling CNN in your Facebook feed for 4 hours a day, seeing all the tragedies going on in the world. We don't bury our head in the sand, but we bury our mind in personal development, motivation, inspiration, and our passion. You want to bury your mind in that, man, in the sea of inspiration, man. What if you just swam around in the pools that were just inspiring and motivating and got you empowered and believing that it is something that you can really do? Because a lot of this for Sarah and everybody else, myself included, back in the day was all about belief, just limiting beliefs, thinking that, well, all the good money's already been made, or that somebody's already done that idea. They haven't done it the way you're going to do it, though. The way you're going to do it is going to be completely different than the way somebody else has done it. People want to learn from you. They don't want to learn from that other person. They want to learn from you. They don't want to learn from that other person. Stop selling yourself short. That's my advice for today. Sarah, thank you for the question. Anybody else, you got content you want covered, topics to talk about on the Everyday Saturday podcast, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.